Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Meroni Marazi Sheyichyu, as Moshe de Ben Shtesh, Ben Shtin Reisel, Moshe Mordechai, Usus Rabbi Yosef Ben Chan, Rabbi Shai Ben Leah. And it's based on a sefer called the Meshive Mordechai. Meshivas Mordechai, excuse me. So this, can't say I sit and read through Meshivas Mordechai Stam. Even though when I started looking through it, I said, wow, this is a great sefer to sit and learn through. In any event, but I saw this referenced in by Rav David Yosef in the Berurah, Halacha Berurah. So I, Baruch Hashem, have the access to the sefer. I have no words to thank God for the bracha he's given us, that we can access Sfarim so easily and quickly. It used to be how to travel an hour each way or so to get to the National Library. And then wait an hour to get the sefer and have to see on the way all these different things that aren't so tsanua now, Baruch Hashem. So you could stay at home and have all the svarim of the Sifri Alumit almost in your on your computer. So this Meshivas Mordechai was Mordechai David Alpert, and he was a Rav in Svislovich. And this is going back to the early 1900s. Sefer was published in 1913, and this tshuva was written in 1908, in El of 1908. So going back about 115 years, but Torah is eternal. Nishalti im sofikim lo im birchei birchei samazim v'yesh lo b'no ha-kodesh yegiel l'klal p'utois. A person wants to know if he benched. And he has a son, a 6-year-old son, an 8-year-old son, a 10-year-old son. And the son says, yeah, Dad, you benched. I heard you bench. It's interesting that we're talking about a matzav here where a kid, that guy doesn't know if he benched. It's pretty sad. But that's the reality. He doesn't know if he benched. And then his son says, you benched, are you allowed to be soimech on your son? Gemara and Brachas, this is where it's always exciting. You know, it's not explicit in the Gemara, and then you see these great Rabbanim, these great Gaonim, how they are able, in their mind, they have all of Shas and Poskim, and they're able to find Rayas, Bimafalpil, Kanulek, Kan. Brachas, Chof Omud Beis, Amale Ravina Lerova. Ravina says to Rava, Nashim Birchas, women benching, is it Doiraisa or is it Derabonim? Do women have to bench Minatorah or women only have to bench rabbinically? So the Gemara says, so what's the practical difference? We don't just ask questions. We don't know what's the Nafgamine. And the Gemara, can a woman be motzi a man yidei choiva? If she's doiraisa, she's on the level of a man, she can be motzi. If a woman's derabonon, then she can't be motzi. Man's doiraisa. So the Shar Ephraim asks, amai lo yomar nafgamino linyan sofik? Dim doiraisa have tzorch levorach mi sofik? V'im derabonon, why don't we say that it's a nafkamin? The Gemara says nafkamin lahitzi rabbi midei chovasim. Well, afuke rabbi midei chovasim. Why does the Gemara say that's docha nafkamine, that if it's doiraisa, then you have to make the bracha misafik? If you're misupik, if you benched, the woman is misupik if she benched, then she has to bench again if it's doiraisa. And if it's derabonon, then Sveko Lahokal. It's Doiraisa, you have to bench again. If it's the Rabbanan, Sveko Lahokal. So why doesn't the Gemara say that? There's a nafkamina. In the Sefer Mincha Blulet, he answers, Hagoin Rabbi Avraham Evli Mivilna. He has the famous Shita Legabe Akel HaKadosh on Leil Rosh Hashanah when you said Akel HaKadosh. And Soloveitchik has an incredible Yortzeit Shir on that. Wow. B'chlal, the Yortzeit Shir of Soloveitchik are Amazing. Not that he needs my Eskama. In any event, in the Sefer Mincha Beluli answers the Shitas HaRamba. Shesofik muter menatoira ve'inu asur met rak midrabono. Rambam holds that Sfekas are only midrabono. Rambam holds Sfekas that if you have a Sufik Torah, you're only chayv midrabono. And the Ramban writes that this, that a mechuyev de Rabbanan is in moitzi adoy raisa, the hachmilsa de mechuyev de Rabbanan loy mapik midoy raisa, hu men ha-toyra nokat nafkamina midoy raisa. So, according to the Rambam, a suffix is mutter min haTorah. In other words, like this. If a woman is mesupik whether or not she benched, midoraisa, she's fine. She doesn't have to bench. The Rabbanan, she has to bench, but not doraisa. Only the Rabbanan, she has to bench, not doraisa. And the Ramban writes that a mechuyiv de Rabbanan, not being moitzi d'oraisa is mina Torah. So what the Gemara wanted to do is, says the Menchabul, the Gemara wanted to use a d'oraisa tikka nafkamina. A d'oraisa tikka nafkamina. What's a d'oraisa tikka nafkamina? Being moitzi others. But a suffix isn't a d'oraisa tikka nafkamina. It's only d'rabbonin tikka nafkamina. So that's why the Gemara used that. That's the Mincha Blula. The Tzlach, Lady Behuda, answers that when there's a Cheskas Chiyuv, we don't say Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. What's a Cheskas Chiyuv? So there's a discussion. We had a share on this in the past. There's a discussion as to whether there's such a concept in Halacha called Cheskas Chiyuv. That a person has a Chazaka that they're Chayiv. And until you are sure that the person goes out of that chazaka, they remain rechazkas chiyuv. So here we wouldn't say sveka de rabbanan lekula like abe benching, because this woman has a cheskas chiyuv. So even though it's the rabbanan, even on the tzad that it's the rabbanan, she still has to bench. So it's not enough kamina like abe safik, because even on the tzad that it's only the rabbanan, she still has to bench. So that's the tzlach. So instead, we have a real nafkamina, being motzi others. But the whether or not, if she's mesupik, if she bends, she has to bench, because she's a cheskas chiyuv. But he asks from the Gemara in Brochis, and daf chof aleph amud aleph. Yehuda says, sofik kol kriyish ma sofik loy korol. Eino choyzer v'koyre. If a person's mesupik, if he said shema, he doesn't say shema again. Why? Because Kriya Shema Derabbanan. Okay, Kriya Shema Derabbanan, we have a Cheskas Chiyuv. So why, if you're Mesupik, if you read Shema on the Tzad, the Kriya Shema Derabbanan, why, if you're Mesupik, do you have to do you not have to say it again? You have a Cheskas Chiyuv. So it must be, there is no such thing as a Cheskas Chiyuv. So the Tzlach on one hand wanted to say that in our case, if she's Mesupik, if she benched, even if she's Derabbanan, she has to bench because she's a Cheskas Chiyuv. On the other hand, and that's why the Gemara didn't apply that Nafkamina. There's no Nafkamina. She has a self, she's a Cheskas Chiyuv. Even though she's Derabbanan, she has to bench again. But you see the Gemara not like that, like a Kriyishma. Kriyishma is Derabbanan. Then a person doesn't have to bench if they're mesupik. Guy, what about a cheskas chiyuv? It must be there is no such thing as a cheskas chiyuv. So that's the kasha of the tzlach. So tzlach is mechalik between an issa derabbanan sheyesh lo ikir min haTorah, an issa derabbanan which is rooted in the Torah. Then we say that if the suffik derabbanan is a cheskas isser or cheskas chiyuv, we say sveke derabbanan u lechumre. And that would be the case, legabe benching. Benching is an ikur min haTorah. Even if a woman is derabanan, but min haTorah you have to bench. A man has to bench deraisa. So you see, it's an ikur min haTorah, and therefore you have a cheskes chiyuv. But an issur which is legamei derabanan, like Shema, according to that opinion, and it's no ikur min haTorah, it's not rooted in the Torah. So even if you have a cheskes issur, cheskes chiyuv, it's a safik derabanan, you go to kula. And that's why safik kol krishma, safik lo kol krishma, you don't have to read it again. That's the tzlach. Now says Rabbi Alpert, the great Meshivas Mordechai of Sislovich. I wonder if Sislovich was near Cheslovich. So he says, the kan lo avi cheskes chiyuv. Here it's not a cheskas chiyuv, because he is obligated to remove himself from the chazaka. We'll see the svar a little bit more in a moment. He says, since a person is obligated to remove himself from the chazaka, we don't say cheskas chiyuv. Ve'amarti smach l'svar hazeh me'arashbe dekoseh b'mishmeres habayis. This is where the Goinus comes in. He goes to the Rashman Mishmeres Habayis to answer the Kashiv Tyson Bechoris in 20b. Why b'shintibar mas chelav poter? Why by shchita are we soimech on the rule that rov mitzuyim etzel shchita mumchim heim, and we don't say smoich mi'uta l'chazaka? Vehu cheskas isur. Why by shchita do we rely on the fact that most people who are involved with shchita are experts? And we don't say, no, there's a miut who are not experts. In other words, if you see someone shechting, assume it's kosher. Because rov mitzuyim etzel shchita mumchinin. Most people are experts. But why don't we say there's a miut who are not experts and there's a cheskas isur? Smoich miyuta lechazaka. Answers the Rashbe. The aroiv misaskim levatil cheskas isur haloz. Loishayich luukmei b'cheskas isur. The aroiv sheisasku levatil bevadai botel hachazoke. Veich shayich loimach smoich miyut lechazoke. והרויב הוא מעיד שבוודאי נזבט על החזוק הזו. Rashba's teretz is that since רויב מסעסקים, most people are busy to be מבטל this חזוק, to be מבטל this חזקס איסר. As we don't want the animal to be חזקס איסר, we want the animal to be edible. We want lamb chops for dinner. So you're only getting the lamb chops for dinner if it's a kosher shchita. So since most people are misasik to be mevatel this chazoke, we're not mamid b'cheskas iser. In other words, you don't say smoich miuta lechazoka, that the miut of those who are misasik in shchita are not mumchin and has a cheskas iser, and memela you should aser it smoich miuta lechazoke. No, atshuva hi brura she. שזה לא נכון. זה לא נכון, וזה לא נכון. למה? Because most people are oisek to be mevatel this cheskas iser, so we don't relate to this cheskas iser, we're not machshiv this cheskas iser. Botel lachazoke. So you can't say, ואיך שייך לא ימר, סמרך מיוד לחזוקה. The rov הוא made שבוודאי נזבטל לחזוקה, because most people are made that it was מזבטל. והרי ראינו עכשיו כל פעם רוצה לבטל לחזוק, אמרינו את המסתם ומהרוי והמסעסקים שבטל לא חזוק. He wants to be מבטל this חזוק. So מסתם, he's from the roi that wants to be מבטל this חזוק. דלא ימרינו, סמוך מיות על החזוק, אלא ברור בבחזוק את העלם. Normally you say סמוך מיות על החזוק when you have a regular roi or a regular חזוק. Ashenkin chazaka mistalekas idea misaskim lasalka. If you have a chazaka that people are busy trying to get rid of this chazaka, trying to remove this chazaka, Barova misaskim misalkim hachazaka lo arminan smoch. Here we don't say smoch miyuta lechazaka because people are busy trying to get rid of this chazaka. Same kain hachinami kain hu. So the zelbezach by uns, by us. We can also say, hare, everybody's busy trying to remove this chazaka. If you have a case where somebody is obligated to remove the chazaka, then you don't say there's such a thing as a cheskes chiyuv. And therefore, in the case of Kriya Shema, there's no cheskes chiyuv. Why? Because people are busy trying to remove this chazaka. You don't want to still be chayv in Kriya Shema. You want to remove that cheskes chiyuv. So how's that different than the case of Birkas HaMazon? That Moreno Rabbeinu the Meshivas Mordechai doesn't explain, but I'm assuming the pshat is that Birkas HaMazon, a lot of people still want to eat. You can't say everybody's busy. The assumption is that people want to remove the chazaka because maybe they want to continue eating. They don't want a bench. The bench they can't eat anymore. Who wants the bench? It takes away all the fun. So Mimela, don't say it by Kriya Shema. What's stopping you from davening? Dafka, you wanna say Shema. You have an obligation to say Shema. It's a reason makdimin. You don't say benching. Bench as soon as possible. You continue eating as long as you're eating. So maybe that's the difference. Akoponim, he says, there's no cheskas chiyuv if people are misasik to be misalik the chazaka, if people are busy trying to remove the chazaka. The old kosev of Sheila Shmuel, he quotes the Sheila Shmuel, who says the same svarav that he just said of Rov misaskim to be misalik the chazaka. Oid kosev of Sheila Shmuel, how do we believe a woman who says that she went to mikvah? How do we believe a woman who says she went to mikvah? She's a cheskas iser. So how do we believe the woman against the cheskas iser? How do we believe her? She counted 7 full days, and now she went to mikveh. Who says? We do believe her. The Gemara says we believe her. But why? So the answer is biyada litbol. It's in her hands. It's up to her. So since it's biyada, so we assume that she's telling the truth. She could just do it. It's up to her. If it's not up to her, so then she's more likely to lie. But if it's up to her, she just does it. She's toibel. Explains the Ma'arik. We've discussed this Ma'arik so many times in the past. In Sheiresh Ayin Beis, the Alfinan Minida Hechadaloy is Chazek, Veino Biyadai. Vinida Afagav de Biyada Litbol Mahani, Ligroya Cheskas Isu. We learn from Nida in a case where there's no chazik, there's no cheskas iser. By Nida, the cheskas iser, but it's biyada. So we can learn from Nida hecha d'lo yis chazik when there's no cheskas iser ve'eino biyada, and it's not in the person's hands. It's not up to the person. Where there's no cheskas iser, but it's not biyada. By Nida, it's becheskes iser, and it is biyada. We can learn also to the case of where it's no cheskes iser, and it's not biyada. By Nida, afagav de biyada litvo, mahani legoi cheskes iser. A woman, even though it's in her hands, to be toivel, that being in her hands to be toivel, the fact that she has the ability to be toivel removes the cheskes iser. So it's like there's no cheskes iser. And from this we can learn when there's no cheskas iser, even if it's not biyada. Because the fact that it's biyada makes her remove the Cheskes Isser, and that's why we believe her. So if there's no Cheskes Isser to start with, we can also believe her. Vim Cain came to Biyada Mahani Ligur Cheskes Isser. Since Biyada is effective to be Megareya the Cheskes Isser, Koshken Kan to Biyada Li Pater Mecheskes Chiyuv. Pshita, here it says Pshitas, probably a typo. Pshita to Megareya Cheskes of Lave Chazoka Klau. So here, since it's biyado to pater himself in the Cheskes Chiyuv, so this is a machla considered a chazaka. If it's up to you to remove yourself from the Cheskes Chiyuv, that's not considered a chazaka. So therefore, we have this woman who's misupekas if she benched or not. So we want it to be machayev her out cheskes chiyuv. And the answer is there is no cheskes chiyuv because it's biyada. So that's megareya the cheskes chiyuv, and memela she's ptur. Therefore, you can't say over here that there's a cheskes chiyuv. Before we wanted to say there's no Cheskes Chiyuv because everybody's oisek to be misalik the Cheskes Chiyuv. When it comes to Kriya Shema, by Kriya Shema Derabanan, there's going to be no Cheskes Chiyuv because it's biyado. It's biyado to bench, and therefore there's no Cheskes Chiyuv, just like there's no Cheskes Isser if it's biyado. That would explain the Kriya Shema. What do you do with the benching? Why don't we say that nafka mina for a woman, the kabe benching? That if it's the Rabbanan, she's Ptura, and if it's the Raisa, she's Chayeves. And by the Rabbanan, she's Ptura because there's no Cheskes Chiyuv. So the Maisa, it's not really so stark. In other words, to bring in that other Gemara, you really have to answer the Gemara of the Kriya Shema. Because the Gemara of the Kriya Shema, that's explicit. That in a Suffolk Rabbanan, person's pater. But could be by benching Suffolk Rabbanan, the person's also pater. And there's another reason the Gemara didn't use that as an afkamina. Akopanam, that's the taina of the Sefer She'ilas Shmuel. That if since it's biyada to bench, Memela, there's no Cheskes Chiyuv. It's biyada to say Kriya Shema. There's no Cheskes Chiyuv, and therefore the person is Safek Kara Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kara. He doesn't have to say Shema. Because of the Zetoli b'shitas Rashi v'Tosfos, the Pligi al Rashi b'Reish Gittin, and he writes that this is Tali in a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the beginning of Gittin. Shemeforesh eid echod neman b'yisurim. How does Rashi learn eid echod neman b'yisurim? V'goyen afresh es turma v'shchita v'nikur. V'ayinu d'choshev gam b'yodan. We're talking about what's wise eid echod neman b'yisurim? To separate truma, to shecht. Because this is considered b'yodan. And that the Gemara says, Emer dam rinan erechad neman bisurim kagon below is chazik. So maybe erechad neman bisurim, there's no cheskes isser. In other words, that's like the sheet of the Marik. That if it's biyado, it's considered that there's no cheskes isser. But Tosfos answers Rashi. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. And they say the reason we see erechad neman bisurim is from Sfiras Nida. That we believe in Nida about her purity. The loichoshi vis chazik. She'ena muhzek is beri'iyah. והטביל הוא משום שביד. נראה דלא סבירה לו כסבר הזה. Lashon of Tosfos is, Veish lomer de'ena b'cheskas sh'teiroa kol sha. She's not b'cheskas, she's going to keep saying. U'kshav r'shiva tahara b'meila, v'lo eschazek yisua. Tosfos holds is not considered a cheskas iser. Why is it not considered a cheskas iser? Because she's going to stop seeing. Not always going to see. V'gam b'yada litbol, she's also able to be toivelis. Therefore, it's not considered as chazik. Because she's not assumed she's going to keep seeing. So obviously this Teretz of Tosfos, we discussed it at length in the past, was zocheh to a lot of press. But al kol panim, according to the Sheilas Shmuel, the Tosfos doesn't buy into Rashi's svara that if it's biyado, it's not considered as chazik. So we don't say, according to Tosfos, there's no cheskas iser because it's biyada, or biyada. Rather, we say there's no cheskas iser because she's not b'cheskas that she's going to see kol sha. So this Tosfos, like I said, there's tons of discussion. But al kol panim, what comes out, according at least to the understanding of the Sefer Sheilas Shmuel, is that Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. And according to Rashi, the biyado is megareya the cheskas chiyuv. And according to Tosfos, it's not. According to Tosfos, biyado is not megareya the cheskas chiyuv. And therefore, it's also the cheskas iser. And if it's not megareya the cheskas iser, so... the biyada is also not megareya the cheskas chiyuv, and memela when a person has a kriya shema, they're mesupik if whether or not they said shema. So what do we assume? We assume that they didn't because they have a cheskas chiyuv, and the biyada is going to help us. So then, how do you explain the Gemara? Gemara says safik kara kriya shema safik lo kara. If it's the rabbanan, you don't have to read. What about the cheskas chiyuv? What about the cheskas chiyuv? So the answer is, like we said before then, we'll go to our previous answer. This answer is the biyada. But the previous answer we gave was that everybody's oisek to be mevatel this. Since people are oisek to be kevin to mutali pater michiyu, the pater chashiv tfei. But here it's mutal on the person to remove it, to remove this chiv. So memela, that weakens the, there's no cheskas chiv here. The person's obligated to say Shema. Brings in the prichadash, it's mashma, he also learns that there's no, that birchas hamazon is not called a cheskas chiv. And since it's not called a cheskas chiv, so if a woman is mesupik, whether or not she bends, she would not have to bench again if she's the Rabbanan. It's not called a cheskas chiyuv. How do we see that? Because he writes in Sim Kuf Pei Dal that according to the Rambam, Tzvek Darais is only the Rabbanan. Somebody who's Mesupik, whether or not he bench, can't be Motzi someone else because the Rabbanan is not Motzi a Darais. If someone's mesupik, he's only chayav derabbanan. He's not moti derais. He brought in the chivus Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Vav. Aye, the prechadish himself writes in the Yeridei Simon Kuf Vav that if there's a cheskas iser from the Rambam's moida, that it's menat Torah. So if someone's mesupik be benched, so then it should be menat Torah if there's a cheskas chiyuv. So and therefore, why does he say that you can't be moti a mesupik, can't be moti a vaday? He can. The person is a cheskas chiyuv, so it must be that the prechadish holds there isn't such thing as a cheskas chiyuv. And that would explain why by Kriya Shema, if a person's Masupik, they don't have to say Shema again. Because they don't have a Cheskes Chiyuv. And we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. We still haven't gotten to the cut and testifying about the benching. So we also have cut and testifying about Bedikas Chametz. So we, Lamaisa, have a lot more to talk about, so please stay tuned, and we shall continue B'li Neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.